A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we choose various different fascinating topics, and today we'll be talking about keep your promise. Keeping promise is very important in our day-to-day routine life. Keeping promise is part of our religion, and Islam talks about the subject in very much detail, and we have been encouraged to keep our promises. And inshallah, today a very different approach we'll be finding from the Holy Quran. And one verse of the Holy Quran we'll talk about, and we'll learn what does it actually mean, and when we keep our promises, what reward can we attain in the light of the Holy Quran. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning today. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl al-Sunnah, Hazrat al-Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Ahliya, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I'm presenting this program. I make this intention, inshallah. I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch this program from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون. Translation from Gunzul Irfan. O children of Yaqub, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and fulfill my covenant, and I shall fulfill your promise, and only fear me. Respected viewers, Bani Israel, they have been addressed in this verse of the Holy Quran. Let me give you a bit of introduction who Bani Israel are, which are time and time again mentioned in the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Yaqub ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was grandson of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and his 11 brothers. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam had one of his titles called Israel. This is the reason his progeny from those 12 children, they are called Bani Israel. Bani Israel was a very sacred and honored nation. After Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, until Sayyidina Isa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu salam, all prophets, they came in Bani Israel. Out of four divine books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three, Torah, Injil, and Zabur, they were revealed for Bani Israel. Even Bani Israel were present in the blessed era of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and they used to live in Madinatul Nabi Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'azima. We have heard verse number 40 from Surah Al-Baqarah. From this verse until 141 verse, there are approximately 102 verses of the Holy Quran. They are directly addressing Bani Israel, in which Bani Israel are invited to accept the religion of Islam. They are reminded the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are also reminded the ungratefulness what they had before in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the crimes they committed, they are also reminded to them. And they have been told that you should come to a straight path and follow the religion of Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Recite kalima and embrace the religion of Islam, because this is the only way towards salvation. And in the result of this invitation of the Holy Quran, some from Bani Israel accepted the faith of Islam, and they also got the status of Sahabi, alhamdulillah. Many became Sahaba Ikram also, and they got the salvation, and they got the reward, what was promised to them and what is destined for them, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll listen this beautiful verses, and we will try to figure out what lessons are there for us to learn from the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. O children of Ya'qub, remember my favors which I bestowed upon you. Hey, the ni'mas, hey, the blessings which are being discussed are those favors which were bestowed upon the forefathers of Bani Israel. They were given the honor in their era, in their time. And they were given salvation from Pharaoh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made ways for them in River Nile. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued, secured them from the tyrannies of Pharaoh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed man and salwa, heavenly food for them. Allah forgave their sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent anbiya amongst them. Allah revealed books for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted kingdom to them. They were given uruj and climax. Allah made them leaders in their time. And many thousands of blessings which were bestowed upon them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those favors, they are being reminded in the Holy Quran. So after reminding those favors, what they have to do? This is what Quran talks about. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِي بِعَهْدِكُمْ. And fulfill my covenant, I shall fulfill your promise. Meaning fulfill the oath which was taken from you, and in return, we will fulfill our promise to reward you, which we have done with you. Now, in this regard, respect to viewers, what actually the promise which is being discussed here, there are different aqwal and sayings of Mufassirun. Some said, the covenant which was taken from Bani Israel was that when Muhammad Arabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would arrive, at that very moment, you have to embrace faith which they present to you, and you have to testify the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And according to some narrations, here the covenant which has been discussed is that if you do obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah. This will be the reward for you. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْحَبُونَ. And only fear me. And if you have a fear that if we bring faith upon Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, our shops will be closed, our source of income will be closed, people will not come to us, the ulama of Bani Israel. So they started hiding the asaf and qualities of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the signs of Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam's arrival, which they were propagating before Anaka alayhi salatu wa salam arrived. So they had the fear that if we tell the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived, people will no more come to us, and our monetary benefit would stop. Our shops will be closed metaphorically. So it has been mentioned that don't fear that. Just fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your honor and your status. And you will have barakah in your wealth. Just embrace faith upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Saldu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respect to us, one beautiful lesson we learn, if you have to make someone understand, guide someone, counsel someone, so you should use wisdom. We are learning knowledge and wisdom. The pearl of wisdom, what we can learn from this verse is that we need to have such kind of conversation, right, according to the intellect of that person, with appropriate, good choice of words we should use to address and to make someone understand and to counsel them. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, O Bani Israel. You see, even they were non-Muslims. They could have been said, or non-believers. They were given this title, O Bani Israel. Ulama, they say that Yaqub alayhi salam's father, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, he was a Nabi. Once he was alone and he asked his son to stand on the door and said that don't let anyone come in. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam stood at the door. Meanwhile, an angel arrived and Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam could not recognize him being an angel. Hence, he alayhi salam stopped him entering the room. So they had a bit of conversation. Meanwhile, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam came out. And he alayhi salam said, let him in. The angel came inside and he said, how obedient is your son? Subhanallah. And he gave him the title of Israel. The literal meaning of Israel is the obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason these non-believers were addressed with the title of Bani Israel, meaning, O people whose father was obedient servant of Allah, follow his path and you also become obedient. So we learn that if you have to make someone understand or counsel someone, at that time you need to choose right words, appropriate wording, with wisdom, with hikmat. You need to address and explain and counsel that person. And some people, when they are trying to convince somebody or make somebody understand or counsel, at that time, what do they say? Oh, you are foolish. You don't know nothing. Your father didn't know nothing. Okay? And do you think it's going to work? It's going to help? No. And this is not the way of the Holy Quran also, Ali Islamic brothers. This is what we learn from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this word, O Bani Israel, to address them, because it was an invitation for them to enter in the fold of Islam. Subhanallah. Allah said, Udhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. Remember my favors which I bestowed upon you. So this tells us when you remind someone the favors, then it helps the other person to become obedient. That's the reason Bani Israel were reminded the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were asked to become obedient by doing so. Mufassir al-Sha'ir, Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he writes that remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering own sins and remembering any favors done by others is ibadah. Subhanallah. And likewise, forgetting any tests and tribulations from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our own good deeds, and forgetting any bad attitude of others is also ibadah. But unfortunately, many Islamic brothers, we forget our sins and we remember our good deeds. We forget anyone has done good to us and we remember anyone who has done bad to us. We remember if any test is there from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we forget the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going opposite, other way. This should not be the case. Once someone was wearing a bandage on his head, Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha asked, what happened to you? Why are you wearing this bandage on your head? He said, I've got a very severe headache. That's the reason I'm wearing it. She said, you have been fine from many, many years. Did you? And it's been just one day that you have got a headache and you're wearing this bandage on your head, a bandage of complaint. This is how these pious predecessors, they used to think. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Remember, if you've got a headache, then it is all permissible. Even it is proven from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Basariya was actually trying to hit that person's thought. She was giving food for one should be grateful to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect viewers of Madani Share, inshallah, we'll continue this topic next week. But so far what we have learned is that we should remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mas from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will help us to become obedient. And inshallah, if we follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we fulfill the promise, inshallah, the promise from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of reward in this world as well as hereafter will be there for us, inshallah. All we have to do is to believe in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Risalat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, essentials of Deen Islam, fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Habib alayhi salatu wasalam, follow the Sunnahs of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, abide by Huquq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rights of our Rabb Azza wa Jal, as well as the rights of the people, inshaAllah. In nutshell, unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam, lillahi alhamd mein dunya se musalman. Having the true love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in our heart, and then believing in Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the way it is haq to believe, truly and rightfully, and then leaving from this mortal world, inshallah. If we do this, then inshallah the promise from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our salvation in terms of getting Jannah, inshallah, azza wa jal, is there for us. Why will it not be? Because ham Rasulullah ke Jannat Rasulullah. We belong to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and Jannah belongs to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel. We'll continue. Keep your promise. The same very topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.